Welcome back to TechNet Radio. The scripting guy, Ed Wilson, has returned. And in today's episode, we're kicking off a new monthly series where we discuss nothing but PowerShell best practices. Tune in as we discuss the many advantages and features found in PowerShell 2.0, from how to configure scripting environments, how to optimize remote scripting capabilities, and how to work with Active Directory and WMI. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a Senior IT Quality Evangelist with the Microsoft Corporation here in Tampa, Florida. And with me today, I have the returning guest, friend and peer, Mr. Ed Wilson. How are you doing today, Ed?
I'm doing great, Blaine.
Excellent. Yeah, so you've got a new book on PowerShell. By the way, Ed's a Senior Programming Writer for PowerShell here at Microsoft, so we're going to talk about your book.
Cool.
So in this first episode, Ed really applies best practices for automating system administration with Windows PowerShell 2.0. And in this new book he's got, it helps you to really optimize your operational efficiencies and results around PowerShell and in your infrastructure. So really, Ed, your book captures, you know, real field-tested tips and real-world situations and lessons. And you give really candid advice on, on a range of business and technical scenarios and across the scripting life cycle. So once again, I want to welcome back to IT Time. And first thing I want to do is just kind of kick it off with, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the advantages of the new features and commandlets in Windows PowerShell 2.0.
Oh, that's fun. One of the things that's really cool about Windows PowerShell 2.0 are the new commandlets and the new features that we have. And PowerShell 2 is completely backwards compatible with 1.0. So you could actually take a PowerShell 1.0 script and run it under PowerShell 2 and wouldn't have any problem at all. You wouldn't be taking advantage of the new features, but you wouldn't have any problems. And so one of the best practices then, I guess, for PowerShell 2 is that you want to make sure that you take advantage of these new features. And some of the new features that we have in 2.0 are modules, the ability to do remoting. We've doubled the number of commandlets between PowerShell 1 and PowerShell 2. We've added comment-based help. We added advanced functions. We've just added a whole lot of new stuff in PowerShell 2. I was actually talking with my my agent recently, and I was telling her that PowerShell 1.0 is kind of like basic PowerShell 2. So everything in 1.0 still works in 2.0, but then you've got all of this other stuff which is piled on top of it. And it's the other stuff that, as an IT pro, you want to be able to take advantage of, or as a developer. For instance, last week I was talking with an extremely large company that has like 20 clustered Exchange servers, and they were having a problem with certain Exchange logons. People were trying to get logged on. They couldn't find their mailboxes, and they're an international company. And so I was showing them the get event log commandlet. Now, this is a commandlet that existed in 1.0, but what we did in 2.0 is we added a dash computer name parameter. So that means that I can target more than one Exchange server. And then we also added some filtering capability so that I could pull back and find only that specific event that they were having with that user logon mailbox. And then they were wanting to capture that message itself. And the neat thing about this is that they then used an Exchange commandlet, which is get mailbox server. And that gave them all their mailbox servers. So rather than having to type a list of 20 computer names, they used the Exchange commandlet, get mailbox server, and then I showed them how to pull out only the name itself, and then we just put the results of that directly in the get event log commandlet. And boom, within just a few minutes, because it was a pretty big script pulling a lot of stuff, but in just a few minutes, they had back all of this information from their 20 Exchange servers. Now, this is helping them solve a problem that they've had an open case, you know, with support for more than 2 years. Yeah,
wow.
That's right. 2 years. And the script and my wife and I were down there talking with these people for 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah,
and when we left, they were on the direct path towards solving this problem. I mean, this is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and digging right in and helping solve some real problems there. And just saving time, right? I mean, using the power of scripting to be able to automate things and yet even share that those best practices across the business, right? So that's awesome. What about some, you know, planning for scripting usage? You know, what kind of define the standards of deploying Windows PowerShell 2.0 to, say, you know, desktops and servers? Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that that I like, you know, is that in Windows 7, PowerShell's already installed. You know, so you've got it right there. And on 2008 R2, when you the basic standard edition of 2008 R2, it will have Windows PowerShell 2 already installed and configured. Now, you add it in on 2008 R2 Core Edition, and you need to add in the ISE, which is the script editor, on the standard edition if you want to. But now, if you get back to 2008 or Vista or XP in 2003, then you're going to need to try to deploy it to those machines.
Gotcha.
And the easiest way to do this, you know, we've got PowerShell 2.0 in Windows Update. So if you've got your SUS server, you know, then just approve this as an update. Boom, it gets installed everywhere, and it's fine. Now, as far as a security issue, which is something that a lot of people are concerned about, you know, PowerShell is simply a .NET framework application. Yeah, that's it. It's, and the only thing that a user can do is what that user has rights to do. So if your users are running in a lockdown environment, you know, if everybody's not logging on with admin privilege, you know, including, you know, Joe the gate guard, you know, then you're going to be in pretty good shape from that perspective. You know, so for instance, there is a stop computer commandlet. Now, this does a shutdown. As a matter of fact, you know, right before we started recording this, you know, Blaine and Chris, you know, we were talking a little bit about the storms, the hurricanes that had hit the Charlotte area. Well, I wasn't here, but if I had been here, you know, I've got a text file that has a listing of all of the 15 computers on my network. You know, and I would just say stop computer space and get the content of that file, and I press enter, and boom, it shuts them all down.
Nice. So are there some scripts that are available to our listeners and viewers here that they can go and get some scripts that are already written up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's two places, really. Number one is the script repository. We have nearly 6,000 scripts now. As a matter of fact, by the time you listen to this, there may actually be 6,000 scripts. We're getting really close on it. And there's PowerShell scripts, there's VB scripts, I mean, you know, there's Rec scripts, I mean, Perl scripts, I mean, you know, whatever, yeah. But from a PowerShell perspective itself, you know, we're looking at nearly 2,000 PowerShell scripts that are on the script repository. And there's some good ones, there's some not so good ones, you know, it's kind of hodgepodge, but they're all broken down by categories. And so this is a really good place to get you a ready-made selection of scripts. The other place that you want to take a look at is the Hey Scripting Guy blog itself. I've been writing the blog 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and for about the last 3 years since I've been the Scripting Guy. And all of those articles have been about PowerShell. And so every single one of those articles, it's called Hey Scripting Guy, you know, not because it's just, you know, it's a blog about photography, but it's about scripting. And so, you know, that's a really, really good place. Now, one of the changes from a best practice that you want to take to keep in mind is that in PowerShell 2, we don't really have to write scripts. So I was talking about that stop computer commandlet. Yeah, that's a commandlet. It's just a command I type in, I press enter, and it runs. I didn't bother to write a script to shut down the computers on my network. In VBScript, I would have had to have done that, and it would have been probably about a 20-line script. Yeah, but in PowerShell, it's a command that's about this long. Yeah, and you can shorten that if you want. So that's there. Now, was talking about security. My wife can't run that script because she doesn't have admin rights on the network. Yeah, so you, in order, obviously, to shut down an Exchange server, you've got to have admin rights, you know, on that box. So, well, she can't do it, but I can. I could do a scheduled task, you know, but that'd be kind of silly.
Right, right. Gotcha. Yeah, and exactly. I mean, you start to get into kind of like optimizing these remote scripting capabilities, which is really key. And a perfect example is the hurricane situation, right? That scenario, being able to shut things down remotely. So that's great. You also mentioned in your book, Ed, a little bit around Active Directory integration and, you know, how the scripting works with the AD as well as WMI. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Active Directory, if, you know, say I was working against a Windows 2000, you know, Active Directory. You know, it's not supported anymore, but, dude, there's probably still some that are out there. I can write, you know, a PowerShell script, and I can call the ADSI, the ADSI, you know, interface, and I can create users, I can create groups, I can create OUs, I can delete users, groups, OUs, whatever. I can write ADO code, you know, and query Active Directory, you know, from any Active Directory or any LDAP server altogether, you know, if I want to. And same thing with the ANSI stuff. And in my PowerShell book, I've got several chapters, you know, that talk about this, you know, for, you know, creating users and groups and OUs and querying and doing all that stuff. I've got one script that's really cool that reads an Excel spreadsheet that's on the disk with the book. This Excel spreadsheet has lists every single ANSI attribute that's defined in Active Directory. And you just go in to create your user, type in the username, fill out all that information, blah, 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 and then the script will read that Excel spreadsheet and create the users and populate them. The neat thing about that is you can actually give that spreadsheet to somebody that was in HR or personnel and have them fill it out. Yeah, and then you just run the script, you know, to populate those attributes in AD. Now, with 2008 R2, we've got the Active Directory commandlets that are built in. And if you've got, say, 2008 or even 2003, you can install the Active Directory Web Services Gateway. And that's just a really simple install. Matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, I did a series of Hey Scripting Guy articles where I talk about installing and configuring that and how to use it. So, for instance, you know, so using that, then there's a new user commandlet that'll create a new user and a new one to create new group. There's commandlets will search through Active Directory. If I want to find users that are locked out, there's a dash lockout switch. Yeah, and so it makes it much easier to work with that. And there again, you're not in the situation of actually having to write scripts in order to be able to work with that stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ed Wilson. He is the scripting guy. Everything you want to know about PowerShell, really, Ed's the man. In this episode, we'll kind of wrap things up here. You talked a little bit about, you know, some of the new features of commandlets within Windows PowerShell 2.0, some of the scenarios, some real life scenarios of scripting and the usage, deploying Windows PowerShell out to desktops and servers. We talked a little bit about configuring and optimizing really the scripting environment. You talked a little bit about remote scripting, and then we kind of sum things up with Active Directory and WMI. So great, great topics. Once again, Ed, thanks for being on IT Time.
Thank you, Blaine. It was good to be here, and it's always always fun to talk to you and see your smiling face.
Thanks, buddy. That is the first episode with Ed. We're going to have a series of episodes around the Windows PowerShell 2.0 and his new book that's out, The Best Practices with Windows PowerShell 2.0. So with that, thanks, Ed, for being on IT Time.
Thanks, sir.
All right, and I'm Blaine Barton. That's a wrap. Thank you.